Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A confidence President Donald Trump spoke by video to government and business leaders at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He declared his electoral victory to be a revolution of common sense and said that his administration is on the way to solve America's political and economic difficulties, including inflation, overregulation, unfettered illegal immigration, and high taxes.
The United States is strong and sovereign and a beautiful nation once again.
A key element of President Trump's program is unleashing America's energy potential.
The United States has the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on earth, and we're going to use it. Not only will this reduce the cost of virtually all goods and services, it'll make the United States a manufacturing superpower and the world capital of artificial intelligence and crypto.
To further unleash the American economy, President Trump said he is working to pass the largest tax cuts in American history.
My message to every business in the world is very simple. Come make your product in America, and we will give you among the lowest taxes of any nation on earth. But if you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply, you will have to pay a tariff, differing amounts, but a tariff which will direct hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars into our treasury to strengthen our economy and pay down debt.
President Trump noted that since his election, many companies have announced billions of dollars of investment in the United States. Saudi Arabia, he said, is also reported to be investing at least $600 billion in America.
And I'm also going to ask Saudi Arabia and OPEC to bring down the cost of oil. If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately.
As we restore common sense in America, we're moving quickly to bring back strength and peace and stability abroad, said President Trump. That will include, he added, asking NATO nations to increase their defense spending to 5% of GDP. Good things are going to happen for the world, President Trump declared, and good things are going to happen for the people that are dealing with us, allies and beyond allies.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.